What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Prime Time Sports Fix Podcast. And I'm your host, Royce Morgan, coming at you again to satisfy your sports fix. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PTSportsFix. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/PrimeTimeSportsFix. And make sure you follow us on the gram, Instagram, @PrimeTimeSportsFix. And also, make sure you listen to us on all your favorite podcast platforms. We're on Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. We are there for you. Also, you can hit us up on our text and voicemail line. That number is 708-669-8046. And on this podcast, we are getting into the NBA season. My NBA season preview of the Eastern and Western Conference and my predictions for seeding and how is the playoffs gonna go. Gonna give my top predictions for the East and West and who's gonna go for MVP, who I like is for other awards, and who is gonna be in the NBA Finals this year. So make sure you guys sit back and relax as we get into it, as we did not have a podcast episode last week, but we have a whole lot coming at you this week as far as podcast content. So I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to get into the NBA, start of the NBA season right after this on the Prime Time Sports Fix Podcast. All right, we are back on the Prime Time Sports Fix Podcast, getting into my NBA preview of the East and West Conference. We're going to go into the Eastern Conference first. So I'm going to talk about some of the top teams, and I'm also going to put my teams in the seeding bracket. So I am recording this the day night of after opening night, and I made sure that I did not make the games tonight, change any of my decisions before the game, after the game. Before the game, I still did have Milwaukee as the best team in the East as far as seeding goes over Brooklyn without Kyrie Irving. And I'm not just saying that just because Brooklyn did lose. Kevin Durant and James Harden are going to be great. They have to play more defense. But the Bucks team is more of a complete team. You still have the core of the team coming back with Giannis as the best player, one of the best players in the league, top two or three. And then you got Chris Middleton as a good sidekick, clutch player. You got Drew Holiday, a very good third option who can give you 20 points every now and then. Probably going to give you 14 or so, but play amazing defense, set up the offense, and give Giannis a break bringing the ball up the court and making decisions all the time. And they pretty much brought back their entire team except for PJ Tucker. That's the only person they really lost. And they're going to get Dante DiVincenzo back this year. And they also have added Grayson Allen, who is a very good pickup. Going to be able to play that shooting guard, small forward role, can spot up, shoot, play defense, and play really hard. And they also have the guy named Jordan Nwora, who played great overseas in the Olympic tournament, and he is going to factor in this year in the rotation. So they actually got deeper. So they did lose PJ Tucker. They still have Bobby Portis, but I don't see it. Maybe their defense falls off a slight bit without PJ Tucker, but their offense is so much better on the perimeter. And they have so much more, this offensive firepower. I see them to be number one. Even if Giannis has to load manage this year, which I don't see him doing that much, and the way he plays so hard, this Bucks team is going to be the number one seed this year, I think. Just putting it all together. And after a great player, superstar player, wins their first championship, there's such a load of pressure that's taken off them. I just see Giannis going to dominate in the games that he plays. Chris Middleton's going to play better. He doesn't have as much pressure on him either. So I just see Milwaukee number one Like I said, the only way they're not number one is if Giannis gets hurt for an extended period of time. Now, I'm not talking about low minutes yet. I'm talking extended period of time. Like, he misses more than 25 or so games, I'd say. So, either number one. Number two in the Eastern Conference, I do have the Brooklyn Nets by a very, very slight margin over the Miami Heat. A slight margin only because Kevin Durant, of course, is far away the next best player in the conference over anybody on the Heat. The question mark I do have still with Brooklyn, without Kyrie, do they have a reliable third option? And their defense is not good enough. They have a lot of veterans at that big man position. They do have Nicholas Claxton, who's gonna have to play a lot of big minutes. But obviously, James Harden and Kevin Durant are probably two. Kevin Durant's top three, top two. Then you got James Harden, probably a top six, top five player. James Harden, top seven. But because they don't have Kyrie, they have to have that reliable third option. Joe Harris is paid like he's a third option, but he's just pretty much a spot-up shooter who already proved in big moments in the playoffs. He is not going to hit big shots. So I don't know what to do with them, but I do expect them still to rally and have a great year. Regular season, Patty Mills does look phenomenal. I would recommend the Brooklyn Nets pick up Isaiah Thomas. If they pick up Isaiah Thomas, I think he will be enough offensive firepower. Now, they do have some defense. They did add James Johnson to the team. Like I said, they have Patty Mills for offense. And they have some other Bruce Brown again. And they have the Paul Millsap in them, the veterans in the back. But I just don't see the third reliable third offensive option. Now, Kevin Durant and James Harden might have to take off a few games. If they don't, they'll be fine. But I still expect Brooklyn to be number two here. Now, number three, you could go a few places here. Of course, you could go Miami, you could go Philly, or you could even go Atlanta or New York. I obviously expect all these teams to be good, but in this hierarchy, I have the Heat number three because of their defense. And even though Kyle Lowry, he's not a whole lot better than Goran Dragic's as far as if you just want to say talent, but the intangibles that Kyle Lowry has is way above Dragic. Like, if you just look at Kyle Lowry and Dragic, both offensively, defensively, Dragic is probably better offensively, still a little bit better at this stage of his career. Defensively, Kyle Lowry is still way better. And look at shooting. And Kyle Lowry has had some injuries, but he is way more durable than Dragic's. And the intangibles of the smarts that Kyle Lowry has, the way he can run the offense. Dragic is more just a pick and roll type slasher. Kyle Lowry can do pick and roll. He can still get to the hole on small occasions, but he can shoot the spot of three and he can just play hustle plays. He gets charges. Kyle Lowry is probably one of the highest intangible point guards in the NBA. I probably put him in the top five for intangibles. And intangibles wins games in the NBA. Intangible smarts, because a lot of games go down to the last few minutes of the game. And Kyle Lowry has that. And then you have the Jimmy Butler, and you have Bam Adebayo, who should have a bounce back season. And then you add PJ Tucker for his defense and toughness. Then you add the Morris twin as well. And then, of course, you got Duncan Robinson re-signed. But the biggest two is Tyler Hero, who, of course, is stupid for saying he deserves to be in the Trae Young Luka discussion on that draft class. It's totally stupid, but Tyler Hero did play great in the preseason, so he's perhaps woken up, and this is his contract year to get that rookie extension, so he has to play well if he wants to get paid. So Tyler Hero is going to be focused this year, so I expect him to play a lot better. And then you have the wild card of all wild cards. You have Victor Oladipo, who is rehabbing his injury. If Victor Oladipo can come back, not to be in all-star form, but can just come back, 70% of that, even in a six-man role or a limited role in the starting lineup, very, very limited. They probably would not start him, I'm thinking, because they do obviously have Bam with Butler, Kyle Lowry, so probably would not start him. But in a limited 20 to 27 minutes a game, Oladipo comes back and plays well, gets you about 12 to 14 points, gets you some decent defense and some of the playmaking. This team can do very well and be number three seed. So I see them as number three. Now, this number four spot is very, very hard for me. It is a total toss-up between Atlanta. I have, of course, there's Atlanta, there's New York, and then there's also my Chicago Bulls. And I will be doing a Bulls episode. I'm gonna be getting in depth with them on a podcast later today or the next day. So I will not do too much. I'm not gonna go too in depth on the Bulls as well. But in this four seed, I actually do, because I see the Knicks taking a small step back. I don't see them. I definitely see them making the playoffs. The Knicks are still definitely a five or six seed, but they're not going to surprise people. But the thing they did do, they added Kemba Walker, more offense, and they do have a way better point guard than Alfred Payton. So now you have Kemba and D. Rose, their point guard, with Emmanuel Quickley. So that point guard spot is a lot better as far as playmaking, scoring, and you have some decent floor generals there. And Evan Fournier, for his shooting and scoring, makes them a lot better. So Randle has less on him offensively. Can still be the number one option. He still shouldn't be the number one option on a team, but Julius Randle should be more at the number three or number two option on the team. But having that will help them. So I'm probably gonna go at number four. I am gonna shock people, and I really do like the Bulls to edge out Atlanta and New York and Boston. No, you know what? I am sorry. I did fail to mention Philly. Now, Philly will be a good regular season team even without Ben Simmons if they don't get a trade done soon. And the Ben Simmons drama is crazy. Ben Simmons got suspended today in practice with that Doc Rivers. So you know what? I'm actually getting more respect. I did not mention them. So Philly is in that 4 to 5 range also, because Joel Embiid in regular season, as long as he plays enough games with Tobias Harris and Steph Curry and this team, and I expect the Tyrese Maxey have a good year. I do expect them to be in that 4-5. So you know what? I am actually gonna put Philly in that fourth seed there, as a very, very close call. Very, very, very close call. And then I'm gonna go Bulls at five, Atlanta and New York in this six. Now, I can't do that. I'm a Renee. I gotta go Bulls four, and it's not just my hometown love. I gotta go Bulls four, and that five and six seed I see battling out between Philly, New York, and Atlanta. I'm gonna go Philly, then Atlanta, and then I see New York in that 6-7-8 range. New York will make the playoffs as long as there's no major injury. They will make the playoffs, but I do not see them in that top four this year. So they're in that 6-7, and then after that, going for the eighth spot, I'm probably going. We got the Hornets, we got the Wizards, and we got Boston. I'm probably gonna go Boston over the Hornets slightly, because Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are still better than LaMelo Ball. And I think their new coach is gonna make them play better, and I think they're gonna be better defensively. Obviously, there is their issue. They don't have a point guard. Al Horford will bring a lot of good leadership and some much improved shooting and passing to that big man role that they need. So I'm liking Boston in that 7-8 range, and then I like Charlotte in the play-in right there as well. So that's what I'm looking at in my East hierarchy for top teams. And so we're actually gonna do a quick break, and we are going to get into the Western Conference and also look at a couple of player awards right after this break. Don't you go anywhere on the Prime Time Sports Fix Podcast. All right, we are back on a Primetime Sports Fix podcast, getting into the Western Conference preview and my top predictions for the Western Conference seeding-wise. Of course, we have the big favorites of the LA Lakers with the brand new team of roster. I'm actually going to go in a different direction, though, for my number one seed for the regular season only, and I am going to go with the team that was one seed last year, the Utah Jazz. And the reason why is because they have a lot of the same players coming back as far as their core. They're going to be hungry. Donovan Mitchell did have an injury. Donovan Mitchell, I see continuously improving his game. And they do not do a lot of load managing. And a lot of their players are pretty much durable. So the same team coming back and a couple roster additions that I do like. They added Eric Paschal from Golden State, a power forward. Can be a small ball five who can play some average defense, but can score, create his own bucket, hit the mid-range, hit the corner three, and can get his own bucket, can get you 10 to 15 points a night on a consistent basis. So he's going to be big for them on their bench. And then they add a versatile wing in Rudy Gay, who is a little bit older, but Rudy Gay is a very good pick, one of my favorite players. And one thing that's helped, I believe, is going to help him. He played with the Spurs the last couple of years, which helped his IQ. One thing, a big knock on him was he did not think the game enough, as well as he didn't have the passion for the game all the time. But Rudy Gay can be a great pickup, can get his own shot also, can shoot the three mid-range, and can play some defense still. I can still see he can still get 10 to 15 points also in his sleep. Rudy Gay is kind of like a Carmelo in that Carmelo Anthony, that score mode. Rudy Gay can get you 10 points in his sleep, just even with the older age, can create his own shot. Rudy Gay can still get buckets. So you add those two to a bench that has Jordan Clarkson already, and then you already have Bogdanovich and Joe Ingles as the shooters as well, with Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley. This is definitely a number one seed. As long as Mike Conley or none of the, of course, the main pieces get hurt. And also add Hassan Whiteside at the backup center. So if the Utah Jazz can stop switching, like everyone in NBA switching the big man on the guard, and they fight through the screens no matter how many times they do the pick and roll until the fourth switch happens. If they could do that, having Rudy Gobert and Hassan Whiteside in the paint is going to be a huge, huge for the defense blocking shots. But they have to find some way to get over screens and do not do the switching the big man on the guard thing. And also another reason why I picked the number one seed in the regular season, Utah Jazz, they play hard, they play all their players, and they're just a very good regular season team. There's not many weaknesses on this team. They have the shooting, they have the passing, they have the defense. The only thing that was really lacking, I would say, is their secondary scorers creating their own shots, because Joe Ingles and Bogdanovich don't really create their own shot. They can pass well and shoot well, but they can't really do it. Jordan Clarkson is the only one that can do that. By adding Eric Paschal and also Rudy Gay, it does help them a little bit in that area, but it's not going to help them enough to win a championship, I don't believe. So I have them as number one seed. Number two, I am going with the Lakers. They're going to be very slow to start, I believe, after watching. Like I said, not trying to put anything on this game we saw tonight. But AD and LeBron looked amazing, and Westbrook did struggle. So I think after the first 15 to 20 games, they're going to struggle a little bit. After that, though, they will get it together. As long as they stay healthy, as far as LeBron and AD, their two main guys, they will be the second or number one seed. But I got them second seed in the conference with all the depth. Carmelo Anthony, they're going to get Ted Horton Tucker back. They're going to get Ariza back at some point. And Wayne Ellington back. And they're going to be a very good top team in Western Conference. So coming in after those two, it becomes a little bit hard here. But going number three, I'm probably going to go with the Phoenix Suns. Now, the only real question mark I have with the Suns this year is they have improved their depth. The only player they really lost in the offseason was Torrey Craig. He's really the only person they lost, and they lost Javon Carter. So the only big only thing I'm worried about with the Suns are, is some of the players going to get relaxed because they made it to the finals? And DeAndre Ayton did not get his contract. He was trying to get the bag. And the Suns owner is notoriously for being cheap, did not do it. But he did pay Mikal Bridges and Cameron Payne. And he also paid Landry Shamet. But I love the additions they made. They did not stand pat. They added JaVale McGee as a backup big man for DeAndre Ayton, which they needed some size and a very big man to help them. And they also added Landry Shamet, and they still got Cameron Payne. So they still have their wing depth with Jay Crowder, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and now they got another backcourt mate to help out besides Cam Payne, with Chris Paul getting a little older in the teeth. So they got Landry Shamet, another knockdown shooter and a good defender. So I love that. Like I said, JaVale McGee. So the Suns, only two things I'm worried about with them are they going to be relaxed because they made the finals last year? And is DeAndre Ayton going to play terrible with this? But I have them as number three overall as far as because of their younger team, going to play well, not going to have a lot of injuries, I don't think, besides if Chris Paul gets hurt, which I hope he doesn't. I love Chris Paul. Chris Paul has had some durability issues. But besides that, I have the number three. I like the Suns to have a good year, but they're not going to do anything in the playoffs, I don't believe, this year. So, number four, I have my surprise team is my Golden State Warriors, a team that I love also. They get all their players back. Klay Thompson's coming back around Christmas time to New Year's. They got Steph, Draymond, and they got Jordan Poole, who was going to be the difference maker this year. He could get 15 to 20 points easily. And when they get Klay Thompson back, it's going to be huge. And then they're also going to get James Wiseman back, a big man who, like I said, can block shots, rebound, and can hit jumpers too. Even if James Wiseman does not improve that post game yet, James Wiseman, his sheer athleticism, rebounding, and defensive, along with the soft touch for the jumpers, is going to be great for this team. And I think they'll work out a lot better than they even did last year. And then they got Andre Iguodala, and they got, I don't know if I said the first name, Ataje Bimensah from Sacramento, who played great in the games against the Lakers. He is a stretch five who can pass and can shoot, so he's going to help them a lot also. And like I said, then they have Otto Porter, and then they still got Andrew Wiggins. Also, Otto Porter in a backup bench role. If you can help him just not get injured, Otto Porter will greatly help your team, with the shooting and the high IQ and the defense. Otto Porter is a very good player as a bench player for a very good team. You just have to hope and pray he does not get hurt, which is very hard for Otto Porter. So, Golden State is my number four seed. They are reloaded now. I believe Steph Curry is going to have an amazing year. Steph Curry is my dark horse MVP as well. I love Steph Curry this year. And Draymond hopefully will shoot the ball a lot more. And coming in at number five, as the West is so hard, I am going to go with the Denver Nuggets. Now Jamal Murray does not come back. You could go, of course, Denver. You could go Dallas here. Denver Dallas, or you could go to the Clippers here. I don't think the Clippers are going to be in this fifth seed without Kawhi most of the year. I believe the Clippers will make the playoffs, though, I believe, even though the West is tough. But I have, like I said, I have for number five, I definitely have them. Number five, I definitely have the Denver Nuggets with Jokic coming back MVP year. Got Aaron Gordon. Michael Porter is going to take another big step. Jamal Murray is going to probably miss the first 2 to 3 months. But they got Austin Rivers. They got Will Barton back. And I just think Michael Porter is just going to have a breakout year. He got his contract extension. And I just like this Denver team. I just love. And I actually have Denver, if Jamal Murray comes back and is healthy, I actually have them as a dark horse team to go to the finals in the Western Conference this year. Because they have all the pieces. Jamal Murray is the key piece, though. Jamal Murray still is the second best player over Michael Porter. Michael Porter can be a good, very good three. I think he'll be number two soon. But Michael Porter needs, I think, another year before he becomes the number two. Right now, he's the number two without Jamal Murray. But I see that definitely going this way. Denver just has a lot of depth. Still got Monty Morris and a lot of other good players on his team. So Denver is going to be my number five team. Coming in at number six, I am going to go with, and this is so hard, like I said, I'm probably going to go with the, you can go Clippers, you can go Dallas, you could go Portland. I'm actually going to go with Portland. Portland with Dame Lillard and Chauncey Billups coming in with the new defensive scheme. They did not have a bunch of huge upgrades as far as roster besides Larry Nance, who I love. Larry Nance is going to be a very good defensive player for them. Going to help anchor that back end, help out with Nurkic. So I think the Chauncey Billups' influence on the team as far as defense and leadership will make this team look a lot better. And of course, if they don't, Damian Lillard might be asking for a trade at some point. But I think Portland will be in that sixth seed right there. Dame Dollar is going to come back with the vengeance. Chauncey Billups is going to get him motivated along with CJ McCollum. And also Nurkic is going to get the ball a little bit more too. I know he had an issue with Terry Stotts about not getting the ball, being involved as far as touches go. They did lose Carmelo Anthony. They have Dennis Smith Jr. they picked up. They got Cody Zeller they picked up, as well as Tony Snell. And then, of course, they did get Norman Powell back. So, Norman Powell is going to be a pretty good, I think, third option for them. Between Norman Powell and Nurkic to be the third scoring option. I do like that. So, if Nasir Little or Anthony Simmons can take another step this year, I definitely see them being in that number six seed. Now, I'm definitely going number seven. I'm going to go Dallas. It's hard for me to pick Portland over Dallas because I think Luka is going to have a great year. He's coming in shape, and they have the unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis, who looks like he's going to be in a lot better way offensively. His mind is right. Jason Kidd is going to give him the ball in different spots and not make him a 7-foot spot-up shooter, which was stupid. But the issue that I do have with Dallas is they don't have a consistent third scorer. Tim Hardaway is probably their third best scorer, but of course he goes hot and cold with his shooting, and they do not have really. I really recommend also Dallas, if Brooklyn doesn't get him, I really recommend them pick up Isaiah Thomas. They picked up Reggie Bullock, but they need another playmaker that can create his own shot. Jalen Brunson can definitely do well as far as passing goes, but they need a third scorer who's consistent off of that bench or from the wing spot who create his own shot. Because if they get that, I mean, they would be in that top four part, but they don't have that. Now, Isaiah Thomas, I think, could help them a lot. So Isaiah Thomas, I think, would be a great pickup for them. But I see them at number seven. I could definitely see them go to number six or five with Luka. And if Porzingis can return to New York, Porzingis getting 20, 10, and two blocks, oh, my God. It'll be ridiculous for Dallas. Now, this number eight seed is going to be so hard. We got Sacramento. We got Memphis. We got the Pelicans. And I don't know if I even mentioned the Clippers, but I'm going to go with the Clippers. And I'm going to have the Memphis and Pelicans on the outside looking in in the play-in tournament. But I like the Clippers, of course, Paul George. They did pick up Eric Bledsoe. Do not have Kawhi Leonard for most of the year, but they do have Serge Ibaka back. And Reggie Jackson is going to come in playing great off the bat as well because they believe in him. So I definitely like this team in the West. My picks for the West to make it to the Western Conference Finals, I am going with the Lakers versus the Jazz. I'm going to go Lakers versus Jazz. And my dark horse would be Denver against LA. In the East, I did not pick my East, of course, is Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Looking at a couple MVP picks, I mean, it's hard to go with the MVP. The MVP this year is wide open, I think. You got Steph Curry, you got Durant, you got Giannis, you got Luka, and you got LeBron, and you got Anthony Davis, and you even have James Harden. If I had to put my money on it, though, I'm liking Giannis, Steph, and KD. Luka would be in the number one, too, but I still think Dallas has to win a higher amount of games. Dallas can't be 6-7 to do it unless Luka averages a triple-double and goes insane. I'm really liking Giannis or Steph Curry or Durant in that option, because KD and the Nets or the Milwaukee's gonna have the top two seed in the East and they're gonna be winning. So I like one of those. And then Steph Curry might can get going to be a top four team, and everybody loves Steph Curry, and I love that. So I like those guys for my MVPs. I got reaching the finals. I am gonna go with the Milwaukee Bucks beating Brooklyn, and I am gonna go with the LA Lakers making it to the finals as well. So gonna be Milwaukee versus LA. I'm liking right now for the NBA Finals. We are gonna take a quick last break, and we're gonna close it out here on the Primetime Sports Fix podcast. Don't you go anywhere on the show. All right, I think that's about gonna do it on this episode of the Primetime Sports Fix podcast. Got into all of the Eastern Conference preview and Western Conference preview, gave you my top predictions and picks for the seeding for the playoffs, and gave you my finals picks as well as MVP picks as well. Make sure you are following us on all our social media networks. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, guys. Seriously, Twitter, I put all of my stuff on there. All of my free plays for bets, daily fantasy, all my stuff is going to be on my Twitter at PTSportsFix, twitter.com/PTSportsFix. Make sure you like us on Facebook, facebook.com/PrimeTimeSportsFix. And follow us on the gram, Instagram at PrimeTimeSportsFix. And also, make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Gonna be, of course, a lot more content on there, getting that started on a more consistent basis, like my Twitter and Instagram, I'm hoping. So like and subscribe on that YouTube channel, and make sure you follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms. We're on Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, anywhere that's your favorite podcast. We are there for you. And also hit us up on our text and voicemail line. That number is 708-669-8046. Hit us up on there. Any questions you got, daily fantasy related, sports betting, anything you want to talk about on that, you can hit us up on there. And make sure you guys, all my Bulls fans, I'm going to have a special Bulls only season preview coming up later in the day. And after that, I will be getting back to some more daily fantasy and sports betting podcast content for the rest of the week. So make sure you guys, like I said, stay locked into our Twitter account at PT Sports Fix to get all the updates and everything you're going to want for us. Now, I'm your host, Royce Morgan, and thank you for listening to the Prime Time Sports Fix podcast, where we satisfy your sports fix, satisfy your daily fantasy fix, and satisfy your sports betting fix. I'm out of here. Royce Morgan. See you on the next podcast. Deuces.